Okay, joining me now is Chris Carroll, Lynn English High School football coach. And Chris, here we are at the end of the season, but you got one more game after the Thanksgiving Day game, so that's a good thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to be talking with you. And yeah, a little different, but one game after the Thanksgiving and spring game.
All right. You know, tell me about that classical game, because what's nice was the papers hyped it up. I saw that Michael Longy did, and you know, it's as we were discussing before the game, it always has the possibility of a classic, and it looked like, from what I read, that you guys had a really good game. It was a good one to watch.
Yes, it was. You know, and to start off, it was a great atmosphere. It was, and I saw an article in the item that pretty much said it was the closest thing to normalcy in the last, you know, 12 to 15 months. And I didn't even realize it until I turned around and looked up into the stands, maybe right before halftime or right on halftime, and realized there's a good amount of people there.
Excellent.
So it was definitely a great atmosphere, great for the community, and great for the kids. And the game itself was a well-played game. You know, I was very happy to see us come out on top, and, you know, defense played tremendous, and I was really proud of my kids and happy for the seniors especially.
What was the key to that game for you guys, Coach? Because it sounds like it had to be a close one the whole way.
Yeah, so it was. You know, getting stops. You know, the first two games of the year, we really struggled on defense. Offense had moved the ball up and down the field in both of our first games, and we continued to do that in our first classical. You know, we had a couple touchdowns called back Friday night because of penalties. We also had another drop touchdown. So I think, you know, on offense, we continued to move the ball, but we struggled to score points a little bit. But our defense has been something that we've really relied upon on the Thanksgiving Day games in particular, or any of the big games we've been in. And the defense Friday night was tremendous. It really was, and especially the run defense.
Tell me again, Chris, how many seniors you have?
We have 15 seniors.
Okay, so good way for them to go out and, you know, missing the Thanksgiving Day game and playing that game, as you say, in a good atmosphere. That's going to be a great memory for these kids, and you should be congratulated, the coaches, everybody, for making that happen, because as we've talked many times, you never know from week to week if you're even going to be able to get out there and practice.
Absolutely, and that's I appreciate that. And, you know, there's a lot of people that deserve thanks for making this whole season happen. none more so than the kids in particular for, you know, doing the right things. And like you said, at any point, once that season started, at any point, if something happened, the season was likely going to be shut down because of how short it was.
Mm-hmm.
So to make it through going into week four, as well as we've been able to do it, I'm happy for the kids, happy for the program. The coaches, you know, it's been definitely different, but, you know, we would do it at any time of the year, especially given what the high school kids have gone through. So it really has been a tremendous, you know, spring season,
you know,
just to get through it and have some fun.
The other thing I was just thinking about this, there was sort of a stigma out there regarding Lynn Classical, Lynn English, because you guys couldn't participate all year in sports. You know, it was in the red zone. Well, that wasn't your fault. That wasn't the kids' fault. And the kids, once they had the chance, they went out and proved it wasn't their fault. So it's even more of an exclamation point.
Absolutely. And it was, you know, it was definitely tough to watch because, you know, we to see the neighboring towns playing, and I understand completely why those towns would play. You know, it was tough to watch, though, thinking why we couldn't play.
And, mm-hmm.
And as you said, it was no one's fault. It was just the circumstances that everybody was going through. But winter season to the wedge fall too, and now all the way up to the spring. I think the kids in Lynn and all the schools in Lynn have really done a good job of being responsible and doing the right thing.
All right, what do you have now for this final game coming up? Tell me about your opponent and what the plans might be.
So we don't know much about Chelsea. I will be completely honest. We've never played them, you know, as long as I can remember, that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they're coming off a win, their last game. They haven't played as many games as we have, but, you know, they're coming off a win. They seem to have some pretty good athletes on their team. And for us, we're trying to do more of the same, go out there, good game plan, play our style, and really continue to improve on the defense that, and special teams for that matter, that we put out Friday night. I think if we can do those things and continue to do some of the nice things that we've been able to do on offense, you know, we can put ourselves in a good spot.
Have you thought about what you're going to say to your seniors, either at the last practice or after the game?
You know, it goes through your mind because we have our traditional things that we do before the Lynn Classical game, and we still did a lot of those last week.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that got out a little bit, but you also knew that we were coming back on Monday and meeting together, so it was a little bit different. In terms of what I'm going to say to them, you know, Thursday night into Friday, you know, I started to kind of think about that, and you know, it'll be interesting, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm looking forward to having that talk with the kids. In the sense that I'm happy for them to get through this season, and for many of them, they'll be graduating in a couple weeks, and it's a really good, you know, a really good way for them to end their high school careers, albeit a complete, you know, unique circumstance. So, haven't figured out the speech yet, but I am excited to give it to them because they're a very deserving bunch.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't asking for any details. Just if you thought about it, and I'm sure you have probably all dadgum season long. Amazing, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I really, you know, it really comes to mind when you're going into that Thanksgiving Day matchup and not being week four. So that was a little bit different. So I think they might get a lot, you know, a lot of what I already said last week,
yep.
But just in kind of, you know, a final sentiment.
Love it, love it. Coach, anything else? I'm probably going to call you for a wrap-up to the season next week, but anything else before you go into this final one?
No, thank you for you know, the weekly calls and the coverage. You know, everybody in the media deserves a tip of the cap too. It's been everybody had to adjust their schedules, and it's, you know, I really appreciate talking to you every week.
You guys have done a spectacular job, and it's really great. Good luck on Friday, and I'll catch up with you next week, Chris.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is Chris Carroll, who is the Lynn English High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.